It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The days that separate the real ones from the fake ones. In the foxhole, things are going to get turbulent, right? Right now, we're battling through a lot of turbulence.
I don't think a lot of Niners fans want Kyle Shanahan in the foxhole with them right now.
No, they don't. They His Q rating's at an all-time low. All-time low with this fan base. There's no doubt. But what do you do? Is it all on Shanahan? Can you really sit up here, wake up after that game, and watch it back? And you think about what transpired yesterday at Levi's Stadium, losing 20-17 to Seattle. It's your third division loss. You only won one division game. You got two more left with the Rams on a Thursday night at Levi's and the Cardinals in the last game of the season in Glendale, Arizona.
This schedule is brutal.
There's no doubt.
Packers, Bills, Bears, Rams, Dolphins, Lions, Cardinals. There is not one easy matchup there.
No.
Not to say any team's easy in the NFL, especially with this Niners team, but you thought the Seahawks one was going to be last one because you've owned them five straight times.
And
you've
Six straight times, excuse me.
But 5-0 against Geno Smith, I should say. And, yeah, you lose that one the way you did yesterday, the way the Packers have to be feeling after getting that last-second block against their division rival Bears, the way the Bills are feeling after beating the Chiefs. They could beat anyone. The Bears aren't going to, like, that defense travels. Like, there's no gimmies on this schedule.
No, there's no gimmies
in general for the 49ers this year because they're an average team right now.
Hey, man, you know, Gronk said it, and I'm going to steal this from the 925 on the Comcast business
Gronk?
Side. Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, he told Kay Adams this earlier in the year. I forgot all about it. But he just reminded me, Gronk doesn't sound too crazy now about how the Niners don't have an it guy.
Mm.
Or is it George Kittle was that it guy and he was sorely missing? There's no doubt. I don't want to ever hear anything about George Kittle being overrated or not. George Kittle was completely... George Kittle plays in that football game and they win, and we're talking about a victory Monday. And hell, we're probably not getting the calls we're getting, and we're probably talking about the Warriors or Clippers.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point, we are really that's where we're at right now. By the way, download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. Follow your favorite teams like the Niners, Warriors, and stations and radio shows like this one, and catch amazing interviews you missed. Download the Odyssey app all day long. Jerry Rice, 8:30, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop. Let's get to some lies here.
Real quick stat. George Kittle, career against the Seattle Seahawks, 56 catches, 808 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He owns them.
Go look at his like last six games against Seattle. He's been all-time great against them. All-time great. He's a Hall of Famer. He's definitely the best tight end of 49ers franchise history.
Greatest tight ends in NFL history.
Yeah, he's up there. I don't know if
he's maybe one, top one 10. Of.
It's a deep position.
I mean, it's him and Kelsey of this era for sure. And Kelsey's obviously getting a little bit older. Gronk, I'd put up there. Gronk is just
Tony Gonzalez, Kellen Winslow, Shannon Sharp.
Gronk, I always isolate too because I do believe he was the greatest all around tight end.
Yeah, he was. Ever. He was. Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
Antonio Gates. Tony Gonzalez.
Dave Casper.
Dave Casper was good. He was good.
Goes to the post.
Let's go to Mr. D in the city. Mr. D, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, hey, Spadoni, what's going on this morning, guys?
Oh, man, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yeah, man, listen, man. We got to have more versatility. Shanahan is too predictable. I'm not saying get rid of him, but he's too predictable. We need some
hey, Mr. D, hold on. You got something playing in the background there. What are you listening to?
That's
SF Bay drummer, my son. He's listening to us on the radio.
Oh, okay. Tell him to turn it down. Tell him to turn it down, and then you got to keep going, okay? Because we can hear ourselves.
No, it just came through on my phone, but it's good. Okay. We're good now.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, we need some versatility. What's wrong with a change of pace? Running Mason or you know, the other guy and
Durando.
Have a break.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, you know, put him in the slot. It's like when Shanahan doesn't have one guy, it's like he don't know what to do from there. And we got too many studs for that. You're supposed to be a genius. You need to know how to use the pieces that you got. Don't worry about the one you don't have. Worry about the pieces that you got. And I'm going to tell you something else. That locker room is fractured. And I called another show. I ain't going to tell you which one, but I called another show, and they said, well, you know, they doing the dance and everything. Hey, everybody saw what happened to Eric Reed, okay? So let's you know, ain't nobody going to step out on a limb. But I'm telling you, there's some people that don't like that. And if they won the Super Bowl, how many people are going to want to go to the White House?
Well, that's a conversation for another time because I don't think this team's going to the White House first and foremost.
They won't be there anytime soon.
No.
Well, Bosa may get a private invitation. But
maybe the Warriors.
Maybe.
Steve Kerr?
Look, in terms of the locker room, I can guarantee you this. Shanahan hasn't lost that locker room. Those players swear by him. They're all in with him. I've seen fractured locker rooms. Like Ja'Marr Chase yesterday after the game. Ja'Marr Chase after the game yesterday, we could play it later, but Ja'Marr Chase after the game, Kyle Madsen sent this to me. He was asked why the Bengals can't finish games, and his quote was, I play football on the field. I don't call plays for us, you know? Like, you don't hear that from the 49ers. You don't never hear anything like that.
I mean, you got Micah Parsons outwardly discerned. Yeah, Mike can go coach wherever he wants after this
year. Yeah, Mike McCarthy. I mean, like, we don't have that going on, so I don't know. Like, I don't think this locker room's fractured. I think they're a frustrated bunch, though. They're a bunch. The players, man. Sometimes we got to put the players. I know there's a lot of shit. Hey, let's get to another call. Let's go to, oh, my gosh. Where do we go here? Where do we go?
Lines are packed.
Where do we go? Let's go to Joe in Sacramento. Then we'll get to Verducci in the El Dorado Hills. We got Andre out there. We got Stu. Everybody's getting on here today.
I do love everybody's that. Getting on here. We are the Sacramento station, even though we're in San Francisco. No, it's kind of cool.
Well, you got t-shirts with me on their face. They know what time it is.
There you go.
It's KC and D-Lo. You know I'm the real mayor of Sacramento.
Man, Sabonis is down for them right now. It's not good.
Rent-free up there in the 916, and I haven't been up there in a couple years. Let's go, Joe.
King of Sac.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, I'm going to replay that last drive, you know, at the 40, we sacked Geno at the 42 and proceeded to, he ran those last 42 yards basically, and there was no QB spy. This has a Brandon Staley, Nick Sorensen meltdown formula. I don't know, you know, that was like the Chargers, you know, just losing every close game last year. It's like his handbook is all over this defense right now. You know, my family's making dinner, and I'm like, I can't even eat food till this game's over, and I'm just know what's coming, and I have no appetite. This team makes me sick right now. I'm a diehard fan, and Shanahan's not the problem. Ben Johnson. Well, Shanahan is a winning coach in the NFL. He's not the issue, but we need some help in the trenches, and we need some help on the sidelines getting Brandon Staley and Nick Sorensen out of there.
Yeah. You know what? Brandon Staley has it out. I don't even know what Brandon Staley does.
I don't know either.
To be honest with you.
Like, I'm not even here to hear that. Like, even Sorensen yesterday, again, I understand you, like, everyone, no one is above criticism on this team right now. But I don't come away from that game yesterday saying, oh my God, the defense, oh my God. They're great until they lost their best player on defense and then they got gashed. Like, that's what happens, unfortunately. Maybe you should have scored more than 17 points throughout the game. That's, you got Christian McCaffrey back, you got Brock Purdy, and Brock Purdy's going to get paid a lot of money.
We'll see.
And, no, he's going to get paid a lot of money. And we're going to see how it's going to look.
We'll see.
I just don't think the defense, and all season long, like, and I was even going through every single win, loss they've had, they haven't let an opposing team score more than 25 of them all season long. In today's NFL, like, they've been pretty damn good defensively for the most part.
Situationally, though, you look at this number right here, and this is an alarming number. Most points allowed with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It's them in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's number one with 38, yeah. Niners number two with 36. Yeah. They don't get up. Arizona game. They're up Arizona. Jordan Mason fumbles inside the 10-yard line. We don't blame Kyle Shanahan for fumbling the football. No, Jordan Mason take care of the damn football. But Arizona takes the ball, runs it right down their throat. I mean, just literally, we're going to play power football. This is Pop Warner. This is, you know, the Napa Oilers versus the Southern Marin Chiefs. We're going to run the ball right down your throat. Damn. And that's how they win a game. All right? The Rams. Oh, they had a short field because your punt team doesn't know how to contain. And Ronnie Bell doesn't know how to catch a football with his heads. So you blow a game there. They can't finish in critical situations. It's alarming. Can't get off the field. And that's what happened yesterday. But it was alarming without Nick Bosa, because with Nick Bosa, Seattle averaged 3.3 yards a play. When Nick Bosa left the game, they started averaging 6.1 yards a play. And that was per Nick Wagner of ESPN, who covers the 49ers, ESPN.com. You could see it. The pass rush was already compromised with Nick Bosa being. He wasn't healthy. His change of direction was so bad yesterday because of the oblique in the hip. Credit to him for playing. And then he just had to bow out. He was not right. He was not right.
I don't feel good about his chances next week.
Yeah, I don't feel the next 2 weeks. I mean, against Josh Allen? Oh, my gosh.
Against Josh Jacobs? Against your boy James Cook? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem. So Nick Bosa wasn't moving well. So you hear the last drive up until the last. Greg Olsen's like, they have a blitz jet. They finally blitz. They get burned on the blitz. Geno saw it a mile away. It was a predictable cover zero blitz. Guys coming off the edge. Geno said, check, check, check. Let me hit Jackson Smith and Jigba for five and keep this thing moving. You got to get creative with the blitzes when you don't have Nick Bosa. You got to somehow, some way generate a pass rush. Geno was just too damn comfortable in the last drive.
And that's what, in the past, you got a guy like Talanoa Hufanga could come up there, right? And affect that in the blitz in the secondary, but he's been out. He wasn't the same player even when he came back from injury.
Right.
It's just, and you got a lot of young guys back there. Yep. That's the tough part about this. Like, there's the good and the bad, right? We can celebrate when you have the young guys last week, like a Ricky Pearsall, right? Stepping up, making plays. Hell, Malik Mustafa at times, right? D Winters had a nice play, a pass breakup against DK Metcalf, right? When they try to throw it to him, he gets his arm in there. But they're not going to be consistent all the time. And that's just the unfortunate part about this season right now. When you're relying on so many young guys, it's great when it's going well. And then when it's not, you can't get too mad at them. Like, I'm not here to get upset about Ricky Pearsall not having a good game yesterday. Why? Because he missed the entire offseason.
But you know what, though? When you have a game like you did last week and you catch two passes on the final drive and, you know, you make a big 46-yard catch and run and Ricky Pearsall gets two targets and not one catch and 1 yard. And I'm watching Ladd McConkey go crazy with the Chargers. And I'm watching Keon Coleman now, although he's got an injury right now. But I look at this, Spadoni, and we're going to monitor this over the next 4 years. The next three to five years, we're going to monitor these four players. Xavier Legit from Carolina. Our boy.
That's a guy. Country boy. He sounds like Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
Did you see him in London? Or no, in Germany when they're eating? Oh, nah, you need a little spice. Oh, dude, dude, it gets better with him.
No, man.
He's on Germany talking about the little sauce just ain't the real barbecue. Then they add that twang, man. So anyway, Ricky Pearsall, Xavier Legette, or Legit, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey. Those are the 31st, 32nd, 33rd, 34th picks. Three receivers taken right after Ricky Pearsall. Now, it's too early to say whether or not Ricky Pearsall's a bust or he's going to be a player. I think the kid could be a player. But I'm wondering, like, yesterday, I didn't see him open. No. I didn't see number 14 open at all. At all. Now, maybe I need to watch the film again. Maybe the experts like Baldy and Cosell will break it down and say, Pearsall was open. But I didn't see anything from him. I see Ladd McConkey open all damn day.
I saw Jackson Smith and Jigba, who plays the same position as Ricky Pearsall.
Open all day. All day. Keon Coleman starting to come on, starting to ascend for the Buffalo Bills. And Xavier's out there wearing number 17, catching passes for Bryce Hall. He ain't a bad player either.
No,
so
he's on a bad team. But yes.
That's something we're going to watch over the next 3 to 5 years, whether we like it or not.
Well, was that, again, was that a position of need at the time? Like, I know you were trying to maybe trade Debo, trade Ayuk. There was a lot of contention there. God, and even at the deadline, it feels like you could have used another edge rusher, whoever that is, some depth, right? Especially in games like yesterday when you needed someone who had juice, someone that you could bring in. Like, and I get it. Yannick Ngakoue isn't, he's not going to be the savior of this team. Za'Darius Smith, like,
somebody.
Za'Darius Smith, by the way, in his first game yesterday, got a sack with the Detroit Lions.
Well, yeah, there's been no drop off since Aiden Hutchinson got hurt.
No.
I actually think their defense has been better, which is crazy. Yeah. Let's go to, man, this is frustrating. I don't know what to do here. I don't know. This is uncharted territory.
We haven't been here since right now.
2020.
Yeah.
We haven't been in this spot. We don't know, 5-5, but I hate to be this guy.
Oh, no.
But the silver lining is you beat Green Bay, because Green Bay doesn't look invincible. They don't look invincible. You beat Green Bay. Seattle is playing Arizona, and the Rams are playing Philadelphia. We could be coming back in next Monday saying, wow, the Niners are tied for first place again. What do you know? It's laughable. I know it's laughable. It doesn't look good at all. But Kittle will be back. He will be back.
Yeah, but then Nick Bosa might be out. So that's the thing. This team can't play complementary football is the problem. When one person's in, the other's out. Oh, yeah, you got Brandon Ayuk. Oh, here comes Ricky Pearsall. No, I get it.
I'm not even trying to be a homer. We're pom-poms. Those are the facts.
See,
the facts we're saying out loud, Chesky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. This team might not even make the playoffs.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
But the point is, they're one game out, and the Rams, anybody think the Rams are going to beat Philly?
They might.
SoFi?
They might.
They might. They might not.
They might not.
Arizona, Seattle, would it surprise you if Arizona lost that game? Would it surprise you if Seattle lost the game? Like, this division is a mediocre division this year. And it's the reason why three teams are 500.
I'm just looking at the schedule game, and I think we could do this because we're more than halfway through the season, and the schedule game compared to the other NFC West opponents does not favor the San Francisco 49ers.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
And the quarterbacks you're playing is also specifically what I'm watching, and I get it. Jordan Love hasn't been what Jordan was. Jordan Love was last year towards the end of the season, but he's still pretty damn good.
Whoa.
And they got a guy that they can lean on in cold weather situations now that they couldn't on in the past. And I get it. Aaron Jones was pretty damn good for them, but I think Josh Jacobs has been a major improvement.
He's tough.
He's very tough.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. We'll get to Green Bay later in the week.
Correct.
Ken Burkert, Ben Kurt, backup quarterback with Packers. He's always tweeting and stuff
Four
like
Niners
that.
Niners backup at one point.
Yeah, he's
practice squad.
Purdy was obviously forced to throw hot on that final 3rd and 11 because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a cover zero blitz. We don't know how to block that. Lord knows you want to, 3rd and long situations against the Niners, just cover, run a cover zero blitz. You'll get home. Something good will happen.
Brock's
for
not
you.
Allowed to change the line. Remember that.
Two plays then. Yeah, that's a weird thing. The 49ers offense doesn't adjust, is what Ben Kurt was saying. 49ers offense doesn't adjust protections, they just throw hot. Other teams know this. It can force their hand in critical situations, just like we saw in the Super Bowl. It's mind-blowing stuff that a simple flipper would fix. Interesting. Now you got people saying, fire Shanahan for Coach Prime. Imagine that.
So
408 Comcast Business Excel. Go get Coach Prime.
Because Coach Prime has been amazing at Colorado. I get it. They've had a good year so far this year, but I think
they might be the Big 12 championship.
We'll see. They're kind of fugazi, too. Although Travis Hunter is a baller, and I do like Shedeur Sanders, but let's relax here for a little bit.
It's a very different Big 12 than what we're used to as well.
And don't be hating on Coach Prime. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.